But now John Taylor is here to talk about the latest on the, well, your money, really, with the special report he gives us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And retail numbers coming out, John.
We have numbers from Walmart and three other retailers, and they're all telling us the same thing, and it's really not good. As a result of that, the Dow futures are down over 100 points this morning, whereas yesterday the Dow had its first triple-digit loss in a couple 3 months, and it's going to open up significantly down this morning, too. This morning we get some numbers from the government. We get the CPI number, inflation at the level where we live, up 0.2%, over month over month, year over year up 2%. If you take the core number, which is what they calculate, if you take out food and energy, that's laughable, up 1.7% year over year, so inflation continues to be not an issue. And this is Thursday, so we talk about people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. Big drop over last week. It was 335,000 last week. This week, only 320,000 people filing for unemployment benefits. Of course, we continue to see that most of the new jobs that are created are in the lower-paying sectors and are part-time jobs, not full-time jobs. But Walmart shaking the market this morning. In fact, if you're a Walmart stockholder, don't look. Pre-opening, that stock's down a couple of bucks, about 2.5%. Walmart reporting real problems with the consumer. They're cutting their forecast for the rest of the year. And by the way, 10 cents of every dollar that's spent on retail in the United States on a daily basis, including auto sales, happens at a Walmart register. Unbelievable. Same store sales down 0.3%. That's an ugly number. The experts were expecting it to be at 0.9%. They say that there's some of the problems with the consumer relates to the increase in the payroll tax of 2% at the beginning of the year, and just some real general uncertainty. They still made $4 billion for the quarter, but it was significantly less than Wall Street was expecting. Their revenue was up, but it was less than Wall Street was expecting, too. Now, Kohl's, which focuses on, quote, price-sensitive middle-class shoppers, telling us the same thing. They're saying that their profit actually fell in the quarter, slightly beat Wall Street's expectations. And their analyst says, among other things, that, quote, customers are not spending money if they don't have to. Soft sales there. Macy's yesterday told us the same story. Profit up a little bit, but they cut their forecast for the remainder of the year, as Walmart did, as also Kohl's did. And that stock was down over $2 a share, about 4% yesterday. Now, Dillard's on the surface appears to be a bright spot. They reported net income yesterday that was up 18% for the second quarter. And that actually beat Wall Street's expectations. But it was down over the same quarter of last year, and their same-store sales were only up 1%. So the trend here is this. The consumer is being exceedingly cautious. It's showing up in all of these retailers that we've talked about so far. And so the economic data, who knows how Mr. Bernanke will interpret that when he begins to cut back on quantitative easing next month, because he continues to give himself an out, saying that the Fed's decision to cut back on quantitative easing and let interest rates rise will be, quote, data-dependent. Well, Mr. Bernanke, what do you do with this data?
Yeah, the data. We'll have to see, too, John. And we'll be interested tomorrow to hear you again. So thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The markets can change quickly.